Chapter 3. Why is it difficult to quit? All porn addicts start out thinking, I will quit porn eventually, just not today. This eventually leads to the first attempt to quit, which fails. Then we start thinking we don't have enough willpower to quit, or that there is something in porn that we must have to enjoy life. Porn addiction can be compared to clawing your way out of a slippery pit. As soon as you feel that you're near the top and can see the sunshine for the first time, you find yourself slipping back down as soon as your mood declines, eventually opening your browser and feeling awful as you masturbate, trying to understand why you need it so much. Ask any porn user. If you could go back in time to before you became addicted, with the knowledge you have now, would you start using porn? No way, would be the reply. Say to the most addicted porn user, someone defending internet porn who doesn't believe it is a harmful activity. Would you encourage your children to use porn? No way, would be the reply. Porn is an extraordinary substance. The problem isn't explaining why it's easy to stop, it is explaining why it's difficult. It's hard to explain why anyone still uses porn even after learning the insights on the neurological damage it causes. Part of the reason we start using porn is because of the tens of millions of people who are already into it. But every porn addict wishes they hadn't started in the first place, and their testimonies are all over the internet, telling us that a life lived with porn addiction is like living life in second gear. We associate porn with freedom or being sex educated, and we'll work hard to become addicted when we're young and curious. But we'll spend the rest of our lives telling others not to start and trying to quit the addiction ourselves. We spend significant amounts of time feeling hopeless and miserable while medicating ourselves with this super stimulant that makes us prefer and thirst for cold images, even when real partners are available. We live our lives as slaves to our brain's dopamine excretions, which are induced by PMO, porn and masturbation to orgasm, sentencing ourselves to a lifetime of irritability, anger, stress, fatigue and porn-induced erectile dysfunction. We willingly choose porn to replace sex, readily giving up the best parts of sex like physical touch, embrace, voice, care, and affection, even though it will make us feel empty and guilty. Simply reading about internet pornography's addictive and destructive capabilities on the internet makes us more nervous and hopeless. What sort of terrible hobby is this? When you're doing it, you wish you weren't, and when you aren't, you crave it even more. We despise ourselves when we read about hypofrontality and desensitization. We despise ourselves when we engage in PMO behind our trusting partner's backs and are unable to get ourselves up to exercise after a daytime porn session. Porn users spend the lifetime of an otherwise intelligent and rational human in contempt, having to live with these awful black shadows in their minds. What do they get out of it? Absolutely nothing. You might be thinking, okay, so what? I know this, but once you're hooked on porn, it's very difficult to stop. But why is it so difficult? Some say it's because of the powerful withdrawal symptoms. But as you'll come to learn, dopamine withdrawal symptoms are so mild, porn users have lived and died without ever realizing that they're addicts. Some say internet porn is free and humankind should claim this biological bonanza for pleasure. But this is untrue. Porn is addictive and acts like any other addictive drug. There are many harmful substances in existence which are readily available for anyone to use as much as they please, and much of them are natural, not artificial like internet porn. If a porn user who swears they only enjoy Playboy-esque softcore erotica was completely honest with you, they'd also tell you about all the times they've unwittingly crossed the line into hardcore, fetish, and abuse genres to feel the rush of dopamine a little more. The addict will always use unsafe porn and rationalize it rather than be left not using any pornography at all. Enjoyment has nothing to do with porn either. I enjoy eating lobster, but I never got to the stage where I needed to eat lobster multiple times a day or even once a day. With other things in life that we enjoy doing, we don't feel deprived and irritable when we're not doing them. Some say, it's educational. Education is meant to prepare you for situations out in the real world. When are you finally going to be prepared and ready to graduate? It's sexual satisfaction. Then why do you do it alone, preferring it to a real-life partner? It's a stress reliever. Porn won't remove the source of the stress, only add to it. Many believe porn relieves boredom, which is also a fallacy because boredom is merely a frame of mind. Porn taps into the part of your brain that chases after novelty, something new. This causes you to become increasingly bored with anything that doesn't give you the same level of stimulation that a new porn image or video can give you. Soon enough, you'll be on a wild goose chase, looking for just the right clip to hit your dopamine receptors, increasingly wiring your brain to seek out images and videos that evoke stronger and stronger emotion, increasing novelty, and outrageous shock value. Some porn addicts do it because their friends and everyone they know does it. Peer pressure. It's the same for many drug users, or at least how they got started using drugs. If this describes you, you'd better hope your friends don't start cutting their heads off to cure a headache. Most porn users who really think about it conclude that it's just a habit, eliminating the usual explanations. Unfortunately, this explanation is equally illogical. Every day we change our daily habits, and some of them are very enjoyable. We've been brainwashed to believe that using pornography is a habit, and that habits in general are difficult to break. Are habits difficult to break? Drivers in the US have a habit of driving on the right side of the road, but when driving overseas, they break the habit with hardly any aggravation at all. Having bad posture is a habit, yet when people become self-aware and decide to improve their posture, they do it without nearly as much trouble as quitting porn. Cursing while speaking is a habit, but when someone needs to be polite, they can refrain from cursing relatively easily. It's clearly a fallacy that habits are hard to break. Then why do we find it difficult to break a habit that makes us feel deprived when we don't have it, guilty when we do, and is something we wish we could quit? Because porn isn't a habit, it's an addiction. That's why it appears to be so difficult to quit. Most porn users don't understand addiction. They believe they get some genuine pleasure or support from porn and believe they'll be making a genuine sacrifice if they quit. The beautiful truth is that once you understand the true nature of porn addiction and the reasons why you use it, you'll stop using it just like that. Within 3 weeks, the only mystery will be why you found it necessary to use porn as long as you have, and why you can't make other porn users understand how nice it is to be free.